This is the world of agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The ag markets are looking ahead to the end of March reports. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
It was a fairly quiet week in the ag marketplace last week, and that's largely because of the fact that the grains are waiting for the prospective plantings and quarterly grain stocks reports. As we get closer to the end of the month, many analysts are predicting what we might see from the USDA. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said a lot of things could happen with the corn numbers.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts on this corn side of things, and some of it will be answered with the report on the 31st is seeing where they say that the stocks number is at. Won't likely see all of the information when they give us a number, but it should give us an indication of what they're planning to do at the beginning of April's report, which is, do you see a cutback in corn for ethanol because of the efficiency of last year's crop? Do we see any cutbacks on the corn for feed or seed because of the screwworm situation, the avian flu situation, and whatnot? And then with these export numbers being as good as they are, does that help to kind of offset any of those what ifs on the negative side?
McBride said most analysts are confident about what the corn acreage numbers in the prospective plantings report will look like.
Corn side of things seems like there's a lot of question marks out there. Obviously, we know going into that that day that we have a pretty good handle on where corn acres will be at for the new crop and what that'll do. But it's the old crop that has probably the most question marks as we move into that day.
For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.